This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looks and feeds Curry in for a layup. Same pass, different player, same result. That's assist number 30, and the Warriors have done that for 10 straight games.
All right, everybody. Welcome to Warriors Wrap-Up. Matt Steinmetz here on 95.7 The Game. Ho-hum, ho-hum. The Golden State Warriors win another one tonight, 109-85 over the Los Angeles Lakers. That's their 10th win in a row. They're now 14-2. If you care about such things, they're now in first place in the Pacific Division, and they also have the best record in the Western Conference. So it took them all of 16 games to get that. Tonight's ball game. They did what they had to do. That's the way I look at a game like tonight. Was it among their best efforts of the season? Probably not. They played one of those games 2 days ago against the Lakers at home in a 149-106 game that they won. And tonight they just came out, took care of business, and got it all done. The two noteworthy things from the game tonight obviously were injuries to Draymond Green and Ian Clark. Draymond Green had a left ankle injury. They called it a contusion. Both players were injured on the same play late in the third quarter. And afterwards, Draymond was saying that he thinks he's going to try to play tomorrow. He said the plan as of right now is to try to play, and we'll see how the ankle feels tomorrow morning. But the mere fact that he's already talking about possibly playing tomorrow is good news. If you saw the injury occur, you thought, uh-oh, that could be a bad ankle sprain. Maybe he's going to miss a few weeks, but it doesn't look like it's going to be that long. And for goodness sakes, it looks like Draymond Green may play tomorrow against Minnesota. Ian Clark, we're not very sure of. He got stepped on in his throat area, and he also may have suffered a concussion, although they're not sure about that at this point. So we're going to have to wait to get further word on Ian Clark. But if you saw that play and you saw the collision and both players go down and then both players stay down, I think you'd have to feel pretty good having heard Draymond Green say that he's going to try to play again tomorrow. So the Golden State Warriors win tonight, 109-85. You want to get in and talk about this one? 888-957-9570 is the number. The text line, 95795. And you can also hit me up on Twitter, at SteinmetzNBA. And indulge me for a second, people. This 30-assist streak that the Warriors are on, they've now had 10 straight games where they've handed out 30 or more assists. And that is absolutely terrific. I mean, it is. This team passes the ball. This team shares the ball. This team puts the ball in the hole. This team is unselfish. But I don't know that it's a record that the Charlotte Hornets had 30 or more assists in 13 straight games. That's not really a record. It's more like a really good observation that somebody made. Or it's like somebody really did a nice job of noticing something. Because I guarantee you that that wasn't something that was at somebody's fingertips, oh, 3 or 4 games ago. But now it all of a sudden has become something that the Warriors are going after. 13 straight games with 30 or more assists. And then when they get it, then what? In this day and age of statistics, advanced analytics, all kinds of numbers and streaks, sometimes I think people have too much time on their hands. That's my little rant for tonight. I don't think it's a record that a team had 30 or more assists in 13 straight games. Nice achievement. It's a nice job by Del Curry and Muggsy Bogues. By the way, how did that happen with that team? But a record? Yeah, I don't know about a record. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to take a little break. Then we're going to go out to Staples Center, hear from, well, we'll definitely hear from Steve Kerr and hear from a couple players. The Golden State Warriors win their 10th in a row. They beat the Los Angeles Lakers 109-85 tonight at Staples Center.
Now, back to the Warriors wrap-up. Here's Matt Steinmetz.
Durant waits, crossover, left hand, down the lane, goes up, got fouled, bucket good, put him on the line. Kevin Durant to the rim.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game. Matt Steinmetz along with you. And the Golden State Warriors win their 10th consecutive game tonight. They beat the Los Angeles Lakers 109-85. You heard a highlight from Tim Roy on Kevin Durant. And Durant, again, spectacular. There's no other way to describe the guy. He's been absolutely spectacular in his first 16 games with the Golden State Warriors. I'm not sure you could have scripted it any better. I'm not sure you could have pictured him fitting in any better than he has. I don't think you could have thought that it would work out any better than it already has. The Golden State Warriors are 16 games into the season. That's about 20%, and they appear to be clicking on all cylinders. Yes, there's some questions about the defense, but I got to be honest with you. When you've got an offense that is this potent, you don't have to be a great defensive team. You just have to be solid, and you have to be able to play defense in stretches. And this team can do that, and it's something that they've proven over the last two or three years, that they can play defense in stretches. That's not something they're going to lose just by getting Kevin Durant. 888-957-9570 is the number. The text line, 95795. Draymond Green sprained his left ankle tonight late in the third quarter. Got a little treatment on the bench, then ended up walking to the locker room. He stayed in the locker room the rest of the game. He said afterwards, the plan is to play tomorrow at Oracle Arena against the Minnesota Timberwolves. You want to see Draymond Green play tomorrow? Jeez. As Ricky Waters would say, for who? For what? I mean, every other team in the league has already started resting guys. Every other team in the league would be extremely cautious about playing a guy who got nicked up the night before. But you know what? Draymond Green is different. That's one thing we know about Draymond Green. He is very different, and he's the one who's going to make that decision tomorrow. I don't think it's going to be the coaching staff or the training staff. It's going to be Draymond Green. And if he feels like he can play, he's going to play. It's just crazy when you think about an NBA game. An NBA season is 82 games long. It's amazing when you start thinking about how many players are taking rest, how many coaches subscribe to that theory. But Draymond Green with a little banged up ankle, and he still may go out there and play tomorrow at Oracle Arena against the Minnesota Timberwolves. All right, let's go back down to L.A. and hear a little from Steve Kerr in the coach's interview brought to you by Oaks Card Club. Play it smart. Play at Oaks.
Draymond rolled his ankle, and he told me just now that it's not bad, but we'll see tomorrow. And Ian actually got stepped on the throat and then hit his head on the floor after, so we'll evaluate him. Our doctors will check everything out tomorrow. He's okay, but we'll see how everything goes.
Team said it sounds like no concussion for him. Has that been ruled out?
I have not talked to the trainers about that, so I don't know. We'll find out more, I think, tomorrow.
How do you think you guys played after that incident?
It was one of the worst basketball games I've ever seen in my life. We were awful, and they were awful, and the people who bought tickets should get their money back. Honestly, I'm not trying to make a joke. It was a horrible basketball game.
What made it so bad?
Maybe Thanksgiving. I don't know. Everybody had too much turkey last night. Neither team practiced. They were without half their team, so at least they had an excuse. We had no excuse. But we were pretty bad, but we got the win and we move on, and hopefully we'll play better tomorrow.
Did you like your defensive effort at all?
Yeah, the defensive effort was pretty good. We had some blocks, but again, they were extremely shorthanded. I was disappointed in our ball handling. We had too many turnovers, and we really never found any flow to the game. But you know, over 82 games, sometimes. This is what you get. It's a long haul and a grind, and I didn't think there was much energy on either side tonight.
Steve Kerr, not happy. I'll tell you what, maybe he's getting spoiled. I mean, I know the fans are spoiled. Maybe Steve Kerr's getting spoiled. I'm looking at this stat sheet. You sure you want to give Lakers fans their money back? When the Warriors shot 52% from the floor? They shot 39% from three-point range. I mean, maybe you give Warriors fans their money back because they're used to this. But, I mean, the Lakers fans might not have seen a game this good in a while. But Steve Kerr, not happy with the Warriors' effort, despite the Golden State Warriors going on the road and beating the L.A. Lakers by 24 points. The Lakers, of course, what he was referring to, were without Julius Randle, Nick Young, and D'Angelo Russell. That's three starters, and that's going to make it tough for the Lakers in any league. You know, sometimes we get on here after Warrior games, and it turns into a conversation about how great this team is, and you never run out of things that this team does well. But I was combing very hard through the stats and the numbers, and I think I found something that might be an issue for the Golden State Warriors. And here it is. They have not played in enough competitive ball games this year. They've played in 16 games. They're 14-2. Their two losses they've gotten blown out in. They've had one close game this year. One. The Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee, when the Bucks had a chance to tie or win the game on the last possession. Other than that, these games have been completely non-competitive. Now, I'm sure a few of you out there may want to quibble a little bit, go over some games. Well, I'm happy to do that. The second game of the season, the Pelicans came into Golden State and played them pretty tough, or so many people thought. But the Warriors were up 11 with a minute and 50 left in that game. So when you're up 11 with a minute and 50 left, that's not necessarily a close ball game. Their next game, they played the Phoenix Suns. That was considered a relatively close ball game. Yeah? Well, the Warriors were up 7 with a minute 50 left. Yeah, no, you're right. It's not a blowout. It's not a blowout. But it certainly isn't a game that makes you think crunch time. I picked out a couple more games that that people might think were a little bit closer than the score indicated. Game 7, the Warriors played the Pelicans at home. The Warriors won 116-106. Well, that sounds like a pretty close game. Not really. Warriors were up 12 with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Now, the thing is, that may be the new normal. The new normal for the Warriors may be, if you're within 12 points with 2 minutes to go, maybe that's a close game. Phoenix came into Golden State about, when was that? That was November 13th, about 2 weeks ago. And they actually had the Warriors tied with 5 minutes left. That game was tied. But you know what? With 2 minutes left, the Warriors were up 9. So they put that game away between the 2 minute mark and the 6 minute mark. And then their first game of the road trip against the Toronto Raptors, if you look at the final score, 127-101, you want to talk about cosmetic. Holy Toledo. That final score was cosmetic. Warriors were hammering the Raptors most of that night. They were up 13 with 2 minutes to go in that game, so that wasn't a real competitive ball game either. So I guess if you're looking for something to nitpick the Warriors on or about, it's the fact that they haven't been tested this year. Do you think that'll matter? Do you think it matters at all? I don't know. I'm not sure if it does, to tell you the truth. 888-957-9570. Would you like to see the Warriors be tested a little bit more? Would you like to see them play more competitive ball games? I mean, I know fans want to win every night, and it certainly makes my job easier when the Warriors win and when they're title contenders and they're rolling. But, man, I'd like to see, a close game every once in a while. You want to see a close game every once in a while, Feldhaus?
Absolutely. It's always more exciting to see a close game in basketball.
Yeah, but you don't want to see it when they're you don't like when the Cavs are in a close game.
Yeah, I mean, but it is more exciting when it's a close game for basketball, let's be honest. I mean, look at Game 7, right? Warriors, Cavaliers. The blowouts are nice because if it's your team winning, but the close games is where it's at for basketball.
You know what you're doing here. You're baiting. You're baiting and trolling the Warrior fan base, bringing up Game 7.
No.
You know that,
I'm just saying, bipartisan, if you're looking at that game was one of the best games of all time, no matter who won that game, you know? So...
For a Cleveland fan, yeah, I guess you're right. 888-957-9570 was Game 7, one of the greatest games in Warrior history. See, that's going to make the phone lines go, No, the Warriors are off to a heck of a start this year. 14-2, and if you didn't catch it, the LA Clippers lost tonight in Detroit, so that's their third loss. So the Golden State Warriors are now in first place in the Pacific Division, and they've also... have the number one seed right now in the Western Conference. And as I always like to do, you know, Steve Kerr made a point of saying he doesn't want to get caught up in number of wins. But when you're 14-2, that has you on a 72-win pace. So the question is this: what happens when the Warriors start getting close, or when it starts to become apparent that they may be having a year like last year? I mean, see, that's why I don't play Draymond Green tomorrow. I don't even think about playing Draymond Green tomorrow. First of all, if you don't play him, it doesn't mean you're going to lose. It doesn't mean that at all. You probably have a better chance to lose. But I think if you're looking at the big picture and you see the Golden State Warriors have played two very long seasons, Draymond Green's played in the summer, Clay and Steph have played in the summers. I realize Steph didn't play in the Olympics this past year, but he played in the previous summer. I think you got to rest Draymond Green.
Absolutely, you got to rest him. You can't back-to-back, too. I mean, in the big picture, like you said, it's better to rest him.
Yeah, there wouldn't really seem to be an upside to that. But you know what? This is one of those things where it's going to be Draymond Green. All right, when we come back, we're going to go back down to Staples Center. We'll probably hear from Draymond Green. You're listening to Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7, The Game.
The Warriors Wrap Up continues on 95.7, The Game. Here's Matt Steinmetz.
Robinson gets it up top to Calderon. Calderon with the dribble, backs out, 10 on the clock, 24 on the game clock, 10 the shot clock. Calderon throws over far side, Robinson bull rushes the basket, and Kevin Durant takes it, get it out of here, knocks it away. Thompson to Green with 13 seconds. What a reject by Kevin Durant.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Warriors Wrap Up. That was Tim Roy on the call, as always. And if you don't know, you can follow Tim Roy on Twitter at WarriorsVox. Steph Curry's favorite Twitter account. I don't know how Tim finagled that, but just a stellar job by Tim Roy in terms of getting Curry to promote. Just wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. By the way, programming note, tomorrow's NBA This Week. I'll be on tomorrow with John Dickinson and myself, and we'll have Houston Rockets announcer Craig Ackerman. We'll have Minnesota Timberwolves color analyst Jim Peterson, and then we've also got Kevin Dana. Kevin was down in Santa Cruz tonight and saw the debut of Damian Jones. So we're going to find out how Damian Jones did tonight down at the Santa Cruz bubble, and when he might be ready to, as they say, help the big club. By the way, Jim Peterson and Dave Benz, the Minnesota Timberwolves announcing crew, absolutely one of the best in the business. They are one of the best in all of the NBA. I worked with Dave Benz at Comcast, and he was doing the news shows, and he was doing the pre- and post-game stuff, and I remember one time I was like, Dave, so what do you want to eventually do? And he said, I'd love to be play-by-play, an NBA play-by-play guy. And I was just thinking, I mean, I didn't know Dave that well. I was just thinking, well, good luck with that. You know, there's 30 of those. You know, how do you get one of those jobs? Well, here's how. You move to Minnesota, and then you get to be a play-by-play guy. But anyway, Dave is a great guy.
Dave is a great guy. I worked with him at that other station.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, so he's definitely a good guy, and he said the same thing to me. I was like, I'm going to do play-by-play someday. I was like, all right, well, good luck. And then sure enough, there he is.
And I mean, I don't know how you get good at play-by-play when you're not practicing it every night, but he's excellent. And Jim Peterson, obviously the former Golden State Warrior, is aces too. Let's go out to the phone lines. Brought to you by Nations Giant Hamburgers. Keep it real, make it Nations. What's going on, Ken? How you doing?
Yes, I wanted to make a comment, Matt, about Steve Kerr's post-gig comments tonight about he called it the worst game he's ever seen. I think that was totally way off base.
A little hype, huh? A little hyperbole?
Yes, I think he's trying to, try to light a fire under the team. But by doing that, I think he's doing it the wrong way. I mean, he's totally mis-evaluating the performance of his own team. And yes, the Lakers played poorly, but granted, I think the Warriors made them play poorly with their defense.
Yeah. Don't you think? Yeah, I thought it was a little bit unusual, too. I mean, you know, one thing I will say is sometimes you and me and an average fan will watch the game and nothing will really jump out, but the coaches will watch a game and it's almost like they're seeing a different game. I'm sure he didn't like the 18 turnovers. I don't know what he couldn't have liked about the defense. They only gave up 85 points. But, you know, he's also seeing what's going on the bus ride to the game, in the locker room, at halftime. Maybe he just had a sense that they weren't taking this game seriously. I don't know, but I did think it was a little, you know, a little overblown, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But if he continues to do this, like, for example, tonight, Kevin Durant, they were asking him, hey, Steve Kerr said that this was the worst game he's ever seen, and then Kevin Durant kind of had to hold back and say, hey, you know, whatever he called, instead of Steve Kerr, he called him Stevie Kerr, and he said, well, Stevie Kerr says he's a coach. I guess that's what he thinks. That's what, you know, that's his evaluation. But
well, it sounds like
his eyes. I think he really wanted to say, hey, I didn't think we probably played that badly. But he held himself back.
Yeah, no, and thanks for the call, Ken. That stood out to me a little bit too, and I think obviously Kevin Durant was probably having some fun with it. But look, you have to find a way to motivate a team 82 times during the course of a year, and that's, I guess, what Steve Kerr was trying to do after the game. He said it's one of the worst basketball games I've ever seen in my life. I mean, think about how many incredible games he must have seen then. I mean, this is supposed to be the greatest team in history or one of the greatest teams in history. So he must have been upset about something. He must have been upset about something. He couldn't have been upset about them being challenged because, once again, the Golden State Warriors were not challenged. And they haven't been challenged this year. Certainly not enough. And that's one thing I'm trying to get my head around. Is it seems obvious the Golden State Warriors are going to win a ton of games this year in blowout fashion. I mean, we've already seen it. So, is it always good to blow out an opponent? I mean, I got to believe that at some point it will benefit the Warriors to start to play in more competitive games. Now, why haven't they played in more competitive games? Are they just at a level that no one can touch right now? I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I think they're playing well, but I don't think they're light years beyond the Cavs or the Clippers or the Spurs at this point. If you go over the schedule, who have they played? They played the Pelicans twice. Now they've played the Lakers, three times. They played the Lakers three times. They played the Suns twice. So those aren't, they played the Pacers who were under, yeah, so they haven't really... they haven't really gotten into the nuts and bolts of their schedule, but as we do know with the Golden State Warriors, they're good enough that they can blow any team out, whether the team's good, bad, or indifferent. And that's what they did tonight to the Los Angeles Lakers. 109-85. If you go through this box score, I mean, Steve Kerr's eye must be pretty skeptical. Steph Curry had 24. He was 8 for 17. 4 for 10 from the floor. And I guess, you know, that's about 48% from the floor, 40% from three-point range. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Klay Thompson was 7 for 17 tonight, 7 rebounds. Durant with a season-high 9 assists. I mean, he's been the player to me that has been, well, you know, I was going to say he's the player who's most surprising. But I'd say he's 1 and Draymond Green is 1A. Kevin Durant has been the most consistent player on the Warriors. He's been remarkable at the offensive end. He's been good at the defensive end. He's passed the ball better than I think a lot of us thought he could. Draymond Green has somehow, some way, taken his defense up another level. He's taken his passing up a notch. His scoring's dropped off a little, but who cares? Who cares when you have three guys who can get you 25-plus points a game? I mean, if you look at this team player by player, they're making it happen. Durant's been terrific. Klay and Steph have been pretty good. They haven't been great. Haven't been out of this world, but they've been pretty good. Iguodala. Iguodala's now thrown together a nice stretch of basketball. He's working on 2 or 3 straight weeks of very good basketball. Sean Livingston contributing on a daily basis. So if you look at the Warriors' parts, I mean, they've got a lot of things going right for them right now. I think Patchouli is fitting in. Patchouli with 3 blocks tonight in 21 minutes. I mean, you'll take that. You'll take that. Maybe we don't notice them because they're not quite Bogut-like blocks, but Patchouli is starting to fit in a little. And I'll tell you what else he's got. He's got that interior passing thing down. Patchouli's got a sense. If you've ever listened to me for any length of time, you know that I think big men who can pass are hugely valuable. And Patchouli is a good passer. He's a little different than Bogut in terms of how he sees the floor, but he knows where to look. He knows when he's got the ball underneath that he can just deliver to a Draymond Green with these little shovel passes. Patchouli with 4 assists tonight. So the Warriors, despite what Steve Kerr said, despite Steve Kerr saying this is one of the worst games I've ever seen in my entire life, I think the Warriors look pretty good. And if this is the worst that the Warriors look, then they're going to have a great season, and they're already on their way to one. All right, when we come back, we're going to head down to Staples Center. Hear some more from, I think we're going to hear from Draymond Green. We are going to hear from Draymond Green, so we'll hear firsthand how his ankle feels. You're listening to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the Warriors Wrap-Up. Here's Matt Steinmetz.
Lakers possession. Ingram to Calderon. Calderon stolen by Curry. Picked his pocket, goes in, and lays it in with the right hand. Proud one to see him try another dunk, but Steph said no. He's got 11. Clarkson off the screen. Comes middle to the foul line. Double there. Flipped it left wing. Calderon stolen out of the air by Curry. Curry on the break. Takes it middle with a dribble. Throws inside. Goes to the corner. In for the dunk is Draymond Green. as we were screened by Luke Walton, who calls a timeout. 102-85, Clay Thompson curls, misses the shot badly. Curry with a rebound, put back good, stumbles and gets fouled by Robinson, and Curry a chance for an and one.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Warriors Wrap-Up. Tim Roy on the call. The Golden State Warriors win their 10th straight game, 109-85 over the Los Angeles Lakers. Tonight's Keys to Victory brought to you by American Express, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Number one, Lakers injuries. They were missing three players tonight. Julius Randle, Nick Young, D'Angelo Russell. That didn't help him at all. Kevin Durant, boy, he's been a key in a lot of Warriors victories this year. He was sensational again tonight, 11 for 19 from the floor. He finished with 29 points and 9 assists. And then the third key, turnovers. The Warriors forced 18 turnovers out of the Los Angeles Lakers tonight and turned them into 23 points. All right, let's head down to the floor at Staples Center. And that's brought to you by Walnut Creek Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, where saving is simple, online at walnutcreekjeep.com. And let's hear from Draymond Green.
Just trying to block a shot, came down, didn't know Ian was down there. And I think I landed on his neck first and then kind of caught him with my knee after I rolled the ankle. So it happens.
Free play.
Yeah, but life goes on.
How does the ankle feel?
Yeah, it's a bit sore right now. Just finished icing it, but no, that was to be expected.
I'm sure you rolled plenty in the past. I mean, any feeling on it? Do you think you might be able to play tomorrow or how long?
That's the plan. So, see how I feel tomorrow after I wake up and probably get some treatment earlier in the day. And just see how it feels, you know, tomorrow night. But I plan on playing. If I just can't go and it's hurting that bad, then I'll sit out. But as of right now, I plan on going.
How scary was that play for you?
It wasn't that scary for me other than I rolled my ankle. You know, I didn't even know I was landing on him, you know, until I came down and was on top of him and realized I thought that's what I rolled my ankle on, but I couldn't tell he was down there, so it wasn't really scary for me.
Have you talked to Ian? How is he doing?
He seems to be doing fine. I think he definitely got the worst end of the stick, but... You know, I think he's doing pretty good.
I know you missed the ending, but Steve called it one of the worst basketball games he's ever seen. I mean, did you think it was that bad a collective game tonight?
I don't think it was very good. I think we could have been a lot better than we were. But I don't know if it was the worst basketball game ever, but he's a coach.
Do you think you're getting to the point now where even if the offense has ups and downs, you guys can lean on the defense? Is it there yet?
I think our defense is getting to a point, you know, where it's getting better. And, you know, you can lean on it for stretches. But at the end of the day, you always got to score some points. But I think our defense is definitely holding it together now to where if we're not on a crazy run, we're still fine.
Coach Kerr said there's less confusion. What kinds of confusion was there?
I mean, it's just everybody's making more decisive plays. You know, I think... As opposed to kind of trying to figure everything out at first, I think we're just way more aggressive on the defensive end. We're attacking more. We're blitzing. You know, we're not hesitant. If we're going to do something, we're just going. But I think that also comes with comfort because, you know, if you do it, somebody's behind you to help you. And I think, you know, that's been there, you know, where guys are really on a string, rotating, helping each other. So I know if I make this decisive decision, somebody's going to be there to help me. And that's... I said that all comes with time and comfort, getting, you know, used to each other.
All right, that was Draymond Green talking about the ball game and his left ankle. All Warrior guests sound better on JBL headphones and speakers, the official sound of the Golden State Warriors and 95.7 The Game. That sound courtesy of super duper senior producer RC Davis. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he does it. Multiple places, just a workaholic, just he's all over the place. Holidays mean nothing to him. Zero. They mean absolutely nothing. Speaking of interviews, we got another one right now. I don't know how we got this one, but I have a feeling it might be from senior producer RC Davis. But let's take a listen to, we got that up, David? We're good? Let's take a listen to Luke Walton. Courtesy of RC Davis, baby.
What'd you make of that game?
Look like a Thanksgiving food hangover. You know, Golden State's obviously, you know, a premier team in this league, and I didn't even think they were great tonight. They were good. They were better than us. I thought our guys played hard. We didn't play hard and smart tonight. And obviously having, you know, three starters out, having to play guys out of position and you know, big minutes, I think, you know, made the challenge more difficult, but we didn't play well enough to really make it a game at any time in the second half.
Do you think that the sloppiness came from the fact that you had to mesh units and guys were playing with guys not comfortable with it?
Well, I think it's part of that. I think it's part that Golden State is really good and they have versatile lineups. They switch everything. I mean, Draymond's picking up Brandon Ingram 90 feet from the basket and forcing turnovers, and you know, Kevin Durant's switching out on stuff, so it takes you out of your offense. And you know, there's ways to take advantage of that, but you have to be you know, you have to be well versed in what you're doing, and we're still in the early stages of what we're doing. And they did a good job of taking us out of our rhythm that we like to play in. And you know, I think that with the fact that we're missing, you know, three starters too. I mean, Nick and Julius bring probably more energy to the team than anyone else on that we have, just by the way they play. And you know, obviously D'Angelo having the season that he is, just too tough for us tonight.
Are you gonna miss the Warriors?
No, not at all. Not at all. I have their phone numbers. We can talk. I'm very, very thankful in the spirit of Thanksgiving that we do not see them for a long, long time.
Would you see Brandon Ingram another start for him? I know he struggled shooting-wise, but...
That was funny. I honestly, until I looked at the stat sheet closer at halftime, I thought Brandon played a really solid first half. I mean, he was 1 for 10, but just from watching the flow of the game and how he was being aggressive, you know, looking to attack the paint and score, I thought he played well.
When you're a young and developing team like you guys are right now, how discouraging for life? Is it to have these games without D'Angelo, without Julius, just to prevent you from continuing building on something?
Well, that part of it's very frustrating, obviously. You know, missing time with key guys, but you always gotta find the good in everything. And right now, you know, Jose getting to play, Marcelo, even though they're older, they still deserve to be on the court by the way that they approach it, practice every day. It gives other people like Brandon an opportunity to play big minutes against, you know, Kevin Durant. I mean, guy probably idolized him growing up. And that's, you know, so there's always something good you can take from situations. But overall, it's pretty frustrating being in this process and not having some of the young core of what we're doing.
Do you notice any differences with how Jordan Clarkson plays, whether he's in the starting lineup or he's playing off the bench, or any kind of interchangeable?
I mean, since we've been here, he's I think clearly been better playing coming off the bench, but there's not much of a sample size to really compare the two. And the bench unit has been so good together that it's, you know, I don't think it's fair to really make that judgment off the short time we've been here.
And you said the starting lineup obviously is going to be lacking energy with those two guys.
I didn't say that. I didn't say they were obviously going to be lacking energy. I said those guys bring the most energy that we have. I didn't say that meant we should lack energy.
But if those guys are energy players in particular, you know, what was the thinking behind going with or not putting Larry into the starting lineup since he is also an energy player?
With Larry, we wanted... We wanted to, Larry's so key to the versatility of that second unit that if we would have started him, you know, when I was sitting there mapping out different scenarios, the second unit just didn't feel like it would work when they go, you know, when they have KD and Draymond out there at the 4 and 5, because we feel completely comfortable with Larry and T-Black switching and guarding.
That was Luke Walton talking about the 109-85 loss to the Golden State Warriors tonight down at Staples Center. The Warriors have won their 10th straight game tonight. They're now 14-2. And let's go right back out and hear from one of the local guys. Let's hear from Klay Thompson.
Yes, and we're still getting better on that end. I think we're playing with great activity, and we're really helping each other out. When someone gets beat, someone's there. And it's been a collective effort, and we got to keep it rolling.
Can you explain activity?
Just always moving your feet, never being stagnant on that end, and being aware when you're off the ball.
Fair to say this is the kind of game where your team is so good, even when you don't have your best, you can still put teams away rather easily.
I mean, I thought we played well tonight. You know, we didn't shoot the three ball great, but we did other things well. We were efficient inside the three, and we played great defense. I mean, they were missing three key guys, so that didn't help them. But I thought we didn't let that affect us. You know, when a team's missing, you know, three of their better players, you sort of deflate a little bit. But tonight we were real pros and play with, you know, great energy, just as if they were out there.
Are you playing, fair to say, a little ticked off from what the Lakers did to you the first time you played them?
Well, we remember that. I mean, we don't really use it as motivation, but we definitely remember it, and we know what they're capable of, so we can't take them lightly. They play hard, they run a good system, and they're hungry to win. So we might take them lightly the first time we played them, because we played them twice the preseason, and we won handily, but that obviously didn't affect their mindset. They came at us, and I think we responded well the last few times we played them.
KD seems to fit in so easily. Does it surprise you at all? Is it unexpected how fast?
Not really. I think KD could fit in anywhere. That's the type of talent he is. He's such a great scorer. He's so efficient. And I don't think he's had a bad shooting game this year. I don't want to jinx the man, but he's been playing phenomenal, and that's what we expect out of him, because we've faced him for years, and you know what he's capable of. Still remember when he put, you know, 50 points on us. So he's one of the best in the world.
All right, it's time for a Friday night edition.
All right, that was Klay Thompson talking about the Warriors' win tonight. It was a 109-85 win. The Golden State Warriors now 14-2. They are in first place in the Pacific Division. That is going to do it for Warriors wrap-up. Next up, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Tomorrow night, that's a 7:30 tip-off from Oracle Arena. The pregame will be with Tim Roy at 7. But before that, we'll have the Warriors warm-up with Damon Bruce and Kerry Keating at 6 p.m., and then I'll be here after to take your calls on hopefully, just a little more competitive ball game. I'm not looking for him to lose. Just a little competitive ball game. Nice to talk about a little drama every once in a while. Also, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. from 9 to noon, we'll have the NBA This Week. John Dickinson and myself will be hosting. We have Craig Ackerman, the voice of the Houston Rockets, Jim Peterson, the television analyst for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Kevin Dana, the voice of the Santa Cruz Warriors, who saw Damian Jones' debut tonight down in Santa Cruz, and we'll find out maybe when he will be joining the big club. Last but certainly not least, I'd like to say thanks to David Feldhaus, Jamie Walsh, and the ubiquitous R.C. Davis. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. Talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.